AM 1220 KDOW presents Money 2.0.
Money 2.0.
Now, helping you excel in business and in life. Here's business coach and Money 2.0 host, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome to Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. This show is brought to you by Business on the Edge, your small business problem solver, helping you with your small business and professional and development needs. You can connect with us on social media at Twitter, Business on the ED, LinkedIn at Margaret Jackson, Facebook at Business on the Edge, and of course, ladies, women in business, professional women, you can connect with us on our Facebook group, On the Edge Women in Business. Also, you can always email me at ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz with questions or comments. Each week, we'd like to thank our listeners for tuning in. We appreciate your listenership. We work hard to bring you a great show that inspires your professional and development and small business growth. You can always dial into the show and get your questions and comments on the air at 1-800-516-1220. That's 1-800-516-1220. So your greatest asset is your earning ability. Your greatest resource is your time. That's Brian Tracy. Your greatest asset is your earning ability. Do you have the capacity to earn? And your greatest resource is your time. So here's my, again, you know, I have this thing. I do the On the Edge power questions, power fact. So I'd like to say this is a power fact that I used in a sales training class that I did yesterday for a team of training people at a company. A successful salesperson does not plan to win in the sales field. The successful salesperson plans to win in their time of preparation. So there's time, and as a salesperson, that earning capacity. But you have to get that in your time of preparation. And we're going to talk a little bit about this at the top of the show. I want to share some information with you with advertising and branding. So the organization I talked to that I was teaching wanted me to come and bring some just a different approach with sales training. You know, they sell, you know, advertising and branding and, you know, media, you know, information, you know, opportunities to get your information out there. And so I gave them this Plunkett research, you know, so, and I thought, what do you bring differently to salespeople that should, that are and not should, you know, really they're experts in their own right, in their ability to earn or their earning capacity. And so I toiled over this when I was first asked to do this particular training class. And I didn't want to come with that same teaching, the you know, what are your steps? What are your sales training process steps? You know, we talk about the five steps in the training process and kind of laughed a little bit about that in the training class, because it says, what is it? We know that it's, you know, prospecting and, you know, qualifying and negotiating and proposing and closing the deal and then repeat business. And so I said, by a show of hands, how many people have heard that and know that? And so, of course, everyone in the room could do that. So I wanted to do something that brought something different to the table that would make them own their earning ability, their capacity, because so often companies want you to, you know, you have this competitiveness with your sales teams, and you're going to have a little bit of that, but sometimes, you know, it can be ugly, you know, it could be a little ugly. And so I wanted them to see that really and truly, you don't really compete against one another. You're really competing against your own abilities, your own capacity, your own training, your own resolve to do your job, whatever it is, whether it's sales, whether it's sports, whether it's any field, you pick one, you know. And so your greatness, your wherever you're going to end up on that, you know, measuring stick is going to be up to you. And so I gave them some information, because since they're in the industry of selling advertising and all of that, I wanted them to see, okay, what's going on in the industry. And I want to share a little bit of it, because I think it's interesting for small businesses that where money is being spent in terms of making sure that your consumer can get to you. Now, if you own a business, it doesn't matter if you're a small business, mid-business, large business, you're spending money in some sort of advertising capacity, branding capacity. Why? Now, if you're a micro business, you says, well, I'm only spending $15 on Constant Contact. The idea is that you're always going to spend money in these areas. You have to decide on what's that going to be for you to gain new customers, because gaining new customers cost you something to gain the new customers. It cannot be, you know, one of the things that I said in this training class, you know, in the movie Field of Dreams, you have, and I believe it was Kevin Costner. Okay. If they build it, they will come. And I said, no, they won't. Are you kidding me? If they build it, if it was that easy, I'm going to start a business. And, you know, and I have to laugh, because small business owners, you know, we're so, you know, you have this idea and you just know everyone in the world is going to want it. It just makes sense. If you build it, if you start it, they don't come. They don't come because they don't know how to get to you. So there has to be a way, an engine, a channel for them to get to your place of business or your service or your product. And whether you like it or not, it is going to be through advertising, marketing, branding. You're going to have a mix. There's this, we like to talk about this 360 degree mix. You're going to have to put that out there. And so what I told them, I said, small businesses are not excited about the word advertising, even though they know that they should be doing more, but they're not. If you really want to get their attention, talk to them about brand awareness. Why? Because just because you have a brand doesn't mean that people know that you're there and that there's an awareness behind it. And so you have to, you know, when I look at Walmart, and they're the Fortune 1 company. Well, they're a Fortune 1 company because they're not only putting the products out there, but they're putting money behind. You got large corporations putting, 15%, I think is a little high, of their marketing dollars, advertising dollars back towards marketing advertising. Steve Jobs says this, I can't afford not to market. I can't afford not to advertise, you know? And so, and you have others says, you know what? I don't want to advertise unless I'm guaranteed a return. That is not how it works. You know, if you're going to only advertise because you're guaranteed that you're going to get some percentage of that result, you know, and this is where other methods come in terms of measuring what works, what doesn't work, you know, so you can advertise smarter, so you can get higher results. That's why we analyze things. But if you go with this tunnel vision on, well, I'm just going to do it this way, I can tell you now, you're not going to have the business growth that the business growth that many of these great companies have, like an Apple. You know, Oprah Winfrey is considered a marketing genius. So we talked about those different things so they can speak the right language in terms of selling to them. So if you're in business, you want your customers to buy from you. So do you have the capacity to sell? Well, you have the capacity to sell, but are they buying? Are you closing the deal? And so those were some of the questions, and really got them to thinking about what they're doing. You know, so I told them, I said, you know, when you're selling as a salesperson, there's some interesting things that you need. You need diligence. You need determination. And so we drilled down in those areas and said, look, you know, what is diligence? It means being constant. It means being earnest. It means being persistent. You know, it doesn't mean being a jerk. It means, you know, that you have to do these things to be able to have the results that you want. that is individualized. That is, it has nothing to do with your sales team, has nothing to do with your bosses saying, hey, if you sell, you know, this amount of sales, then you're going to get salesperson of the month. This is all about you. It's all about what you're able to do by your own right. And that comes to the table before you even get to your job. So you have to have determination, right? So you have to have quality. You have to continue on. You have to achieve, you know, you have to there's difficult parts. And here's what's interesting about the word determination. This is really how it's defined. I love this. A quality that makes you continue trying to do or achieve something that is difficult. God knows that's sales. That's like, are you kidding me? Sales is like, you know, that's kind of like I think that's the hardest job on the planet. And what's interesting is that we're all selling all the time. We're all selling. You know, go to a new restaurant, a restaurant you've never been before. You're telling your friends, you're telling your family. In fact, I came in this evening and I was asking my producer tonight. I said, hey, you know, someone had a birthday here and I was in Chicago a couple of weeks ago. And so I sent them if you know something about Chicago style popcorn. And so I sent them, you know, this bucket of Garrett's popcorn. And it's great. And so what am I doing? I'm selling Garrett's popcorn. I said, if you eat Garrett's popcorn, you're not going to have those, you know, those bags of cheese popcorns in popcorn in a store that tastes like it's been there for 10 years, you know? And so what am I doing? I'm selling. I'm not trying to sell for Garrett. It just happens that they have great popcorn. So if you're in Chicago, you know, if you're going to Chicago, check out Garrett's popcorn. You will not regret it. Get it the Chicago style mix. You'll love it. So it was just interesting. And I'm just sharing a little bit of this because I really want those small businesses, those small guys, is that your sales people, and if you're a small business, you're probably the salesperson wearing the CEO hat or wearing, you know, there's multiple hats. And so I just want you to understand that there is something that goes into it. And if you want, you know, in this case, I happen to be talking to those that are selling advertising, but whatever you're selling, you want to be able to close the deal, increase your earning capacity, take the time and your off time to be great so that way you can get the results that you want. We're going to go to a commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to bring my guest on and we're going to talk a little bit about finances. You're listening to AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader.
AM 1220 KDOW Traffic.
We're brought to you by Caltrans and the California Office of Traffic Safety, and the metering lights have been turned on at the Bay Bridge, so look for a slow go of it there. Mid-lot backup and a stall just after the metering lights as you make your way onto the span, one of the middle fast-track lanes affected, and then from there, more resistance into San Francisco. There is a Giants game tonight among many other planned activities. Westbound 580 out in Dublin. Look out for this crash. It's up on the grade at Foothill San Ramon Road. Middle lane is blocked, and traffic is backed up out near Santa Rita Road, a very unusual West 580 pattern. Hey, folks, when you're on the road passing a Caltrans work zone, slow down, stay alert, and expect sudden stops and lane changes. Rear-end collisions caused by distracted driving kills workers and motorists every year. Please be work zone alert. And that's a look at Bay Area traffic on AM 1220 KDOW.
Business coach and host of Business on the Edge, Margaret Jackson, will keep you on the edge of your seat with new strategies and cutting-edge business tips that will keep your business moving in the right direction. She will inspire you to fulfill your dreams, always challenging today's emerging entrepreneurs. Margaret Jackson offers straight talk business strategies that will help you overcome the obstacles you face in the world of business. Go to businessontheedge.biz to learn more about Margaret Jackson and upcoming events. Business on the Edge, keeping it real with host Margaret Jackson. Follow her on Twitter and Facebook, Business on the Edge. And listen to Business on the Edge with your host, Margaret Jackson, every Friday evening at 6, part of Money 2.0, here on AM 1220, KDOW.
I'm going. going for groceries
to grandma's.
I'm going to the mall.
Dance lessons, camping.
Off to basketball.
Going fishing, skipping stones. Going out, going home.
Loving the moments that we share. We've got the energy to get there.
Wherever you're going, the quality gasolines at Exxon and Mobil stations are the energy behind your journeys. They help engines run smoother and help improve fuel economy, too. Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here. Go to Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
Let's drive.
Get more control over your small business with ADT Security Services. During our summer blockbuster sale, through June 29th, get up to $300 instant savings on select ADT business packages. Get 24/7 burglary monitoring, a motion detector, two wireless cameras, and a lot less worries about your business. Call *ADT from your cell phone. That's *238. 36-month monitoring contract required. For applicable terms and conditions and full list of license numbers, visit ADT.com.
Despite last year's rally, the stock market is no sure bet in 2014. Log on to top12stocks.com for a free special report of the 12 stocks you should buy right now to profit from this year. Don't miss out on these potentially highly profitable opportunities from our team of experts. Mark Skousen, Chris Versace, Nicholas Vardy, and Doug Fabian. Their recommendations are yours free for a limited time. top12stocks.com for your free special report of the 12 stocks you should buy right now. Log on now, top12stocks.com.
Emotions can have a big effect on how we make retirement decisions. As the Financial Safari's Mark Trutman tells us, we need to get rid of one of those emotions.
That's a fear emotion, so you want to get that fear out of there and do what I've always advocated is learn. Knowledge is power.
Get all the information you need to make sound retirement decisions by listening each week to the Financial Safari with the Bay Area's local trusted advisor, Mark Trutman. Tune in Saturday mornings at 7 on AM 1100 KFAX.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to Samaj with Margaret Jackson. I have a guest in the studio tonight. She said my voice was soothing. She was dozing off. Can you believe that? Dozing off here in the studio. Before I bring her on, I mentioned the Plunkett Research Advertising and Branding. And because I was talking to salespeople that sell advertising and branding, but I thought this was interesting in terms of if you... And again, these are for all the businesses that just don't want to advertise, don't want to build a brand awareness, don't want to market, all of these things that you think you can build this great company without using these resources, using these methods, and it's just not the case. Worldwide, global advertising spending is $509 billion. And I just wanted to pause there. That dead air was like, think about it. What is that commercial? You know, they do these commercials like, and at the end they go, think about it. It's always, you know, these great moral, you know, but you're going to have to dig deeper. Now, advertising and you know, using marketing and all of that, it doesn't have to, you don't have to, you know, hawk the farm. You know, but you should be doing something. And, you know, internet, online advertising spending on the internet is $47.6 billion. And you know what that tells me as a business coach? People are going online and purchasing as well. They're going online, doing business online, you know. So just keep that in mind. I just am trying to bring some information to you, you know. Those companies, those small guys out there, you know, as a small business coach, that you're going to have to do some things that are a little bit painful. And I got news for you. You don't advertise and think that everyone's going to, you know, you're going to get these hundreds of phone calls during the week. And all of that has to be in balance. All of the marketing advertising that you're doing, honestly, you don't have the same war chest that Target has or Walmart has or Apple has. You have to use the war chest that you do have and grow where you plant it. Start there. Do something. So I know I got you spending money, but if you want to make money, Ruth's here with me. This is what fascinates me, Ruth, with small businesses. They, go figure, they want customers to buy their products and services at full cost.
Of course.
But they don't want to put in what it takes to get that customer. They want to, oh, I don't want to average, or I don't want to spend this. And they want to, you know, and I'm going, how can you, this is why I don't mind paying. You know, I do get things at lower rates, and we're always looking for bargains and deals. But I also, that's not my main objective. My main objective is when I'm trying to purchase something, can I make a good deal? Can I negotiate something? Sure. If I can't, I determine, you know, the value of that, you know, with regards to our advertising and marketing, all of that, you know, do I need to afford that cost? And if I need to afford the cost, guess what? I afford the cost. You know why? Because I want to grow my business. I want to grow the coaching company. I want to get information out there that's going to support small businesses. It's going to support women in business. It's going to support business professionals and alike. Education, opportunities for students. So I have an agenda that it has to be, I have to get information out there. And so I afford the cost. You're going to have to do the same thing. And if you don't, I'll sit on the sidelines and watch, and your business will wane and it'll struggle, and you'll live from paycheck to paycheck in your small business, in your small world. And you'll be like the guy who was competing with Apple's MP3 player that said, I don't like advertising. He said, I don't like marketing. You know, I want a guarantee. And guess what? They got a fraction of the market, and Apple absolutely blew them out of the water. And you know what? I don't take the time to try and remember their name anymore. You know why? Because it's a waste of my brain power. Apple is worth remembering. You know, when you say, if you want to find out who that is, pick up Marty Neumeier's book, Zag and the Brand Gap. You know, those two books will give you some insight on advertising, branding, and the power of marketing and branding that helps businesses succeed. Bottom line, you know, so hopefully you got something out of this. Your earning ability, your time, you know, all of that should come with you to the office. You know, if you're trying to get it when you get there, you should have it before you get there. We're going to go to a commercial break. And really, 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 I'm going to bring our guest on AM 1220 KDOW, Business and Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader.
AM 1220 KDOW traffic.
We're brought to you by Caltrans and the California Office of Traffic Safety. And the metering lights have been turned on at the Bay Bridge, so look for a slow go of it there. Mid-lot backup and a stall just after the metering lights as you make your way onto the span. One of the middle fast-track lanes affected, and then from there, more resistance into San Francisco. There is a Giants game tonight among many other planned activities. Westbound 580 out in Dublin. Look out for this crash. It's up on the grade at Foothill San Ramon Road. Middle lane is blocked, and traffic is backed up out near Santa Rita Road, a very unusual West 580 pattern. Hey, folks, when you're on the road passing a Caltrans work zone, slow down, stay alert, and expect sudden stops and lane changes. Rear-end collisions caused by distracted driving kills workers and motorists every year. Please be work zone alert. And that's a look at Bay Area traffic on AM 1220 KDOW.
Be it the birth of a new child or the expansion of a family business, maybe even the young graduate on their first steps to a new frontier, there are reasons to celebrate success. Getting you there is the goal of Stephen F. Lavelle of Lavelle Wealth Legacy. Stephen F. Lavelle is a financial advisor with LPL Financial and is a nationally recognized retirement expert. Be it financial or investment planning, retirement, estate, or tax planning, let
Let Stephen's years of experience put you on the path to success. Stephen has been named one of the 5-star wealth managers for the past 2 years. So celebrate success and gain the insight of a trusted partner and advisor. That's Stephen F. Lavelle of Lavelle Wealth Legacy. Call today, 800-841-4225. Offices in San Francisco and Walnut Creek. That's 800-841-4225. Or visit LavelleWealthLegacy.com. L-O-V-E-L-L. LavelleWealthLegacy.com.
Are you a woman that dreams big? Then you know your success is dependent upon the support of like-minded others. Now you can join forces with other professional women as a member of the On the Edge Women in Business Club. Created by business coach Margaret Jackson, the Women in Business Club is not just another networking group. It's a success and results-oriented business and professional club. With membership, you'll participate in monthly leadership calls with opportunities to promote your business. You'll receive preferred rates to all of the Business on the Edge events, plus a chance to win exhibit booths, coaching sessions, live interviews, and more. And you'll be extended special invites to exclusive Women in Business events. The On the Edge Women in Business Club promotes mentorship, success tracking, professional accountability, and growth-driven networking for all of its members. Join the club and let's grow our business together. Visit businessontheedge.biz for membership information. That's businessontheedge.biz.
Hello, everybody. Alan Thicke here. You know, it takes money to run a country. Your money. And that's why if you owe back taxes, the IRS might garnish your wages. They could levy your bank account, come after your home or business. But truth is, they'd rather settle for less than bother you more. So they have this brilliant program to help if you're behind on your taxes. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative. They're doing this to help you solve your tax problem once and for all. You could qualify for a settlement that's substantially less than before these changes. Nobody knows these tax relief programs better than the experts at Optima Tax Relief. Their attorneys and agents will work to get you the best possible tax settlement. And they're fully accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Optima for your free consultation.
Call 800-711-5743. That's 800-711-5743. 800-711-5743.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. I'm happy. That's so cool. That's just fun. It's, you know, if you're not... Can you play a little bit more of that? I love that. If you're not feeling happy, this just makes you happy, right? If you're feeling bad, look at that.
Gets you moving.
Gets you in the studio. That's what I'm talking about. Be happy, everyone. Friday night. Superior Compliance Solutions has designed steps in an approach for companies to investigate what method would be best suited for their business compliances on the Sarbanes-Oxley whistleblower. So this is about whistleblowing hotlines, if you are not familiar with this, for private businesses. And this is for employees to report fraud, abuse, and retaliation issues in the workplace. There has to be some sort of method here. And this is also required by the Supreme Court. So during the month of June, Superior Compliance Solutions is offering a free 1-hour consultation to help businesses with their investigation. So if you are a private company doing business with publicly traded companies, this means you. And so you can connect and get that free 1-hour consultation. To learn more, go to www.SuperiorCompliancesSolutions.com/resources to hear the recorded webinar. And of course, if you go to Superior Compliance Solutions, I'm sure there's a link there with resources, and you can just click on that and listen to that recorded webinar as well. So get in compliance and make sure that your employees are taken care of. That's a must have. We don't want to see fraud or abuse and then employees retaliated against. Okay. So we have Ruth Van Derelstein in the studio. Ruth has been on the show several times. It's been a while since you've been on the show.
Yeah.
And she's a friend. We met about 5 years ago.
At least 5 years ago.
About 5 years ago. Ruth is also part of our Women in Business Club, and so we're excited about that. In fact, Ruth is going to be, her business is going to be one of our 12, I'm picking 12 women in business members that we're going to work with for the next 12 months to take them to an entirely new level. And so we're going to be interested in seeing how things go for the next 12 months. And so there's going to be some stipulations to that. But we're excited about that. Now, Ruth, you have a company called Financial Education Services, and you're the founder. You're a trainer. And your website is FESExperts.com. Okay, so I have to say this. This is why it's difficult, because it's F-E. Okay, so if you move that, you have sex right there. It's like sexperts.com, F-E, and I'm not, but I'm just saying, you know, I'm trying to say this without, okay.
We're fee sexperts.
Fee, you know, so it's there's a little humor back there, but F-E-S-experts.com. Well, you know, anyway, so we have a couple of minutes before we go to break, maybe even less. But so what does it mean? What does financial education services mean? What does that mean? What is that?
Well, what we do is we help people that are struggling with their finances. Either they have items on their credit that need to be taken care of, or debts need to be settled, or people need to build business credit. So we're here to help people do that. And we actually teach people how to do it themselves. So we will give classes so they can learn how to do it.
So they can go head-to-head with nasty, nasty creditors.
Those collection companies, they're in the wrong, and we can show you how to put them in their spot.
So you're going to have to tell us a little bit about how to put them in their spot. When we come back, we're going to go ahead and go to a commercial break, and we're going to dig a little bit deeper into what Ruth Vanderostein does at FES Services. You're listening to AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader.
AM 1220 KDOW Traffic.
We're brought to you by Caltrans and the California Office of Traffic Safety, and the metering lights have been turned on at the Bay Bridge, so look for a slow go of it there. Mid-lot back up and a stall just after the metering lights as you make your way onto the span, one of the middle fast-track lanes affected, and then from there, more resistance into San Francisco. There is a Giants game tonight among many other planned activities. Westbound 580 out in Dublin. Look out for this crash. It's up on the grade at Foothill San Ramon Road. Middle lane is blocked, and traffic is backed up out near Santa Rita Road, a very unusual West 580 pattern. Hey, folks, when you're on the road passing a Caltrans work zone, slow down, stay alert, and expect sudden stops and lane changes. Rear-end collisions caused by distracted driving kills workers and motorists every year. Please be work zone alert. And that's a look at Bay Area traffic on AM 1220 KDOW.
Business coach and host of Business on the Edge, Margaret Jackson, will keep you on the edge of your seat with new strategies and cutting-edge business tips that will keep your business moving in the right direction. She will inspire you to fulfill your dreams, always challenging today's emerging entrepreneurs. Margaret Jackson offers straight talk business strategies that will help you overcome the obstacles you face in the world of business. Go to businessontheedge.biz to learn more about Margaret Jackson and upcoming events. Business on the Edge, keeping it real with host Margaret Jackson. Follow her on Twitter and Facebook, Business on the Edge. And listen to Business on the Edge with your host, Margaret Jackson, every Friday evening at 6, part of Money 2.0, here on AM 1220 KDOW.
We all know what happened to home values during the downturn a few years back. Well, I have good news for you. Values are back. And many homeowners don't realize how much equity they've gained over the past few years in the real estate market. Hi, I'm Mike D'Ambrosio. I understand how hard of a decision it is to list your home for sale. I'm dedicated to providing you quality, honesty, and creativity in every real estate transaction, focusing on your wants and needs, making sure that your real estate experience is an enjoyable one. Not just helping you get the most value for your home, but guiding you through the entire process until you're handed the check. So if the thought of selling your home has ever crossed your mind, check out the D'Ambrosio Difference today. I'd be happy to provide you a free comparative market analysis of your home with no obligation. What have you got to lose? Homeownership is still the American dream. Let me help you realize yours. Call me today at 408-357-6177 or visit my website, MikeSellsSiliconValley.com. That's MikeSellsSiliconValley.com.
DRE number 01841982.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to Business and Edge with Margaret Jackson. Oh, old school. You know, before I get back to Ruth, you know, I want to just say thank you to the comments and the feedback we got from last week's show. It was amazing. The ladies that contacted us and really appreciated the depth of that particular show. Sometimes we get a little, you know, I get on my soapbox and I really want to, I get on that motivational, that place that I think is really important that we need to talk about from time to time with where we're going in our careers and our businesses and things like that. So if you did not hear last week's program, you can download the podcast at kdow.biz. And again, I just want to thank you for your comments and your I saw them on Facebook. I got them through email. So thank you so much. I appreciate it. And I will do my best to continue to give you information that is well-balanced and in the various areas of having the most successful life that you could possibly have. Also, I got some good news announcement here. Business on the Edge, the Money 2.0 Business on the Edge radio show has started to rebroadcast on Sunday mornings from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. We are excited about that move. And so we were told that last week. In fact, the first airing was last Sunday. So if you get an opportunity, you can tune in on Sunday mornings from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. So if you are a church core, you can turn on your AM dial and go to 1220 and get us on the way to church. Hopefully it doesn't mess up your church flow thing. So, Ruth. Mm-hmm. Okay, so who, okay, again, you're training, you're also training who with your financial training? You were talking about on the break, we were talking about loan officers.
We train loan officers and real estate people and consumers how to deal with the items on their credit reports. Because a lot of times loan officers, when they get their license to do loans for you, they're not licensed in how credit works and how the FICO score changes. They're licensed on the compliance, on making sure you have enough income and everything's in line so you can afford that house. So sometimes you run into situations where the loan officers have given the wrong advice in order to get your FICO scores increased. It, like, for instance, if you pay a collection that's showing up on your credit report, it will drop your credit score. I guarantee it. And that might knock you out of even getting a loan. So it doesn't matter how much money you make. If your FICO score isn't there, you're not going to be able to get that loan.
Why would, and I'm just, I don't know, this is just me. So if a loan officer does that, the customer is probably not happy about that.
No, they get extremely upset. Now, loan officers that have been in the business for years know this because it's happened to them before. But if you get a loan officer that's new to the business, they learn as they go. So you have to make sure, you know, give us a call and we can review your credit report to see if there's anything you need to do to get your FICO scores increased. We have a lot of tricks to help people get them increased if you need a few points. So you can contact us at info@fesexperts.com and we'll take a look at your credit report and let you know what you need to do before you go get a loan. Right. And if you have a collection on your credit that you want to settle, don't let a mortgage person run your credit report. Because if you do, you just knocked yourself out of being able to settle. Because they know that you're trying to buy a home, and they know you have to pay that bill before you can buy the home. So if you need to settle a debt, don't run your credit with a mortgage person until you've settled the debt.
This is just great advice. It's just great advice. Do you have a number that they can call you as well?
Our number is 888 1222.
So do you have any other horror stories? Like, now you work with couples, you work with anyone with credit repair? Yeah.
Yes. A lot of times when people need a few points added to their credit, a lot of times it has to do with the balances on your credit cards. Now, revolving debt is what affects your FICO score, not your car loan, not your mortgage. That balance doesn't matter. And we've had people, our loan officers, give advice to pay down cars, and that doesn't raise your FICO score by paying off your car. I mean, paying it off completely, yes, but as far as paying it down, doesn't help. You need to pay down revolving debt. Revolving debt is credit cards. Right. Revolving debt changes your FICO score. So if you have a credit card, say with a $3,000 limit, and you have a balance on it of $1,500, you've used 50% of the limit, so you dropped your credit score 18 points per credit card.
Wow.
So you have to know what to pay down in order to get your score increased, and that's what we're here for.
So you can say if someone's getting a car loan or a home loan, or so you can put them in the best position to get their scores where they need to be.
So they can get good interest rates.
So they can get good interest rates, mm-hmm. and they can qualify.
Right. So come to us before you go and apply for a loan, and we'll tell you how to get yourself in the best position to be able to get the best interest rate and the best loan.
Right. Now, this is so... And this is fascinating to me because what about, you said real estate agents, brokers,
loan officers, consumers.
So what are some of the things that maybe brokers might be doing that are red flags that
real estate brokers? Mm-hmm. Well, real estate brokers, they don't have any training when it comes to credit. They know a lot because they've been in the business and they've, you know, gotten loans for themselves. But we like to educate them so when their clients run into a problem, they're able to handle it right away. Okay. Now, if somebody has a collection on your credit report and it has a balance on it, if that collection is affecting your FICO score a certain amount of points, normally on an average 29 points for a collection. Now, if that collection has a zero balance on it, it's still hitting your score 29 points. So it doesn't matter if it's paid or not paid, it's still hitting your score the same and you have to remove it. And that's what we're able to do, help people get those off of their credit.
And so people in that, and so then you become an asset to loan officers, bankers, and so.
Right, so we get them qualified so they can sell them a house.
Right, so they could possibly even come to you, the banks and the loan officers and everything, say, hey, Ruth, can you help us with this case?
Definitely, and that's what they do. They'll ask us to review it. We help them get their client in place so they can get the loan done.
Oh, that's an awesome win-win. We're going to go to a commercial break, and we'll be back to wrap up. AM 1220 KDOW, Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader.
AM 1220 KDOW traffic.
Good afternoon. This traffic report is brought to you by O'Brien Homes. There's a brush fire burning in San Jose. It's on the right-hand side of 280 southbound before Meridian. Fire department is there blocking the right lane of the Meridian Avenue off-ramp. Hillsboro, northbound 280 before Black Mountain Road. A two-car crash is off to the right-hand side. People are slowing down to take a look. You'll hit the brakes just before Highway 92. Fremont, a stall is in the middle lane of 680 northbound at Fremont Boulevard North. We're backed up from Land S. Metering lights are on at the Bay Bridge. To back up from the middle of the parking lot to those metering lights. Why are you still renting? Own a new 3 or 4 bedroom single family home at Summerwood in Sassoon City for the same monthly payment. Priced from the high 200s to the mid 300s, these new homes are ready for summer move-in. Summerwood offers a great location close to a new park. Visit livesummerwood.com. I'm Bob Gawa with traffic on AM 1220 KDOW.
Are you a woman that dreams big? Then you know your success is dependent upon the support of like-minded others. Now you can join forces with other professional women as a member of the On the Edge Women in Business Club. Created by business coach Margaret Jackson, the Women in Business Club is not just another networking group. It's a success and results-oriented business and professional club. With membership, you'll participate in monthly leadership calls with opportunities to promote your business. You'll receive preferred rates to all of the Business on the Edge events, plus a chance to win exhibit booths, coaching sessions, live interviews, and more. And you'll be extended special invites to exclusive Women in Business events.
The On the Edge Women in Business Club promotes mentorship, success tracking, professional accountability, and growth-driven networking for all of its members. Join the club and let's grow our business together. Visit businessontheedge.biz for membership information. That's businessontheedge.biz.
The weather can be unpredictable, but your investments shouldn't be. In spite of recent market highs, the market remains volatile. In fact, the Dow Jones has seen not only two of the largest booms in the last 20 years, but two of the largest crashes. And with today's low interest rates, CDs and bonds don't even keep up with inflation. If you're looking for higher yields or more predictable performance, then Pinnacle Investment Properties has a solution. Learn how you can make your money work for you through cash-flowing residential investment properties in safe, stable markets like Indianapolis, Kansas City, and Atlanta. To learn how you can invest in the best real estate markets and live where you want, get the free Pinnacle Perspective Report. Go to investwithpinnacle.com today. The free Pinnacle Perspective Report at investwithpinnacle.com. Take control of your financial future with Pinnacle Investment Properties. Get the free Pinnacle Perspective Report at investwithpinnacle.com.
We see it all too often. A child finds a parent's gun, becomes naturally curious, and in an instant, tragedy. At Take Aim Safety Training, we believe firearm safety begins with education. Roughly one of three handguns in homes is kept loaded and unlocked, and most children know where their parents keep them, or may see one when visiting a friend's house. If you have a firearm in your home, it's vital that every member of the household understands safe gun handling and proper storage. Take Aim Safety Training offers various training classes for new and veteran gun owners. Evening and weekend classes make it easy to fit Take Aim Safety Training into your schedule. If you're looking to obtain your multi-state concealed carry permit, Take Aim Safety Training offers training for that too. Please visit TakeAimSafety.com to learn more about our veteran-owned business. That's TakeAimSafety.com. Be sure to sign up for our mailing list so you can take advantage of special promotions. Call 844-TAKE-AIM or visit TakeAimSafety.com.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. If you are a woman in business or a business professional, in fact, you don't even have to have a job. Maybe you are unemployed at the time, unemployed right now. You can join our Women in Business Club. It is a club, a support system. We're getting to know one another. You know, clubs have this connotation of camaraderie. And we're an extension of what some of the other organizations out there can do. The annual membership is very affordable. We have college students. We are working on getting, because there's the junior level, so we want young ladies from 12 to 22, so we can help groom them for, you know, their careers and their college careers and things like that. So we're excited about that. So we have mentorship there. But if you're interested in our club, and I broke up there, go to our website at businessontheedge.biz and click on the On the Edge Women in Business Club. Check out our benefits. We have a lot of information out there, and we want to help you succeed in the things that are in your heart and the things that you desire to do. So, Ruth, before we get out of here, what are the top three tips that you could give someone who's distressed in maybe debt or something like that? Is there hope?
Yeah, if you're in debt, never, and you have collections on your credit report, never pay full balance. The older the debt is, the less you're going to pay for it. And if you have collection companies calling you, tell them, do not contact me by phone, only by mail. And if they continue, you can sue them. If collection company doesn't have a license in the state of California, they can't collect. So there's a lot of different things that you can do. We're here to help. And like I said, we'll do a free review. So send us your credit report. Give us a call. We'll help you get through any of these situations and the best way to get you moving forward.
So the free review. Can you give us your number again here?
Our number is 888-977-1222.
One more time.
888-977-1222.
So you can get that free credit
review.
And the website is www.
FESExperts.com.
I'm going to get that right.
So Financial Education Services Experts.com.
FESExperts.com. You know, so connect with Financial Education Services, and you will train them also to do it on their own.
Yes, we have classes where we'll train you how to talk to collection companies. Because remember, Experian has a program that notifies collection companies when you start to buy products. So you have to be careful before you start doing anything to take care of these situations.
Right. So get an expert on your side, like Ruth. And of course, you stick with compliance. This is what I love about you, is that you abide by the law. So you have to be careful when you're going and looking for credit repair people. You need someone like Ruth that says, hey, we stay in compliance and we will make sure that we take care of you. And before we get out of here tonight, remember, for you small business owners, you know, do something to move your business forward so you can gain the customers that you want in advertising and marketing. All of that does play a part in that. Again, if you want to be a part of the Women in Business Club, please go to our website at businessontheedge.biz, and we can get you connected. You can read the information on our Women in Business website. Click on the Edge Women in Business Club logo, and you will get straight. You will go straight to the Women in Business Club website, which has a porthole with all kinds of goodies, things that we have that will give you that connected feeling, if you will. Also, finally, you have heard me talk about for the last couple of weeks the Tip Now fundraising campaign. And really the bottom line is let's keep our campuses and schools safe. So you can go to tipnow.com, click on the Indiegogo fundraiser banner, and you can give as little as $5, but give something so they can get this technology in our schools and colleges to mitigate these violent crimes, acts of crimes that we're seeing with the shooting and all of that. And you have been listening to Margaret Jackson at businessontheedge.biz. And you're listening to AM 1220 KDOW, Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader.